Do we all have the power to manifest what we want and change our reality? The answer that I'm about to give you might surprise you. Here's what most people believe. If you go to any manifestation YouTube channel or blog and you ask the question, can anybody manifest what they want? Most people will say, yes, anybody can manifest what they want. Everybody has the power to manifest anything they want. But is this actually true? Let's delve a bit deeper into this. Now, there are actually two different types of manifestation: subconscious manifestation and conscious manifestation. Now, subconscious manifestation is based on your subconscious thoughts, your subconscious beliefs that you're not even probably aware of. And these are running most of your life, most of your thoughts, your actions are based on your subconscious belief system, which was given to you when you were younger. Most people don't have a control over this, and it just literally plays out automatically in their lives and brings certain conditions into their lives based on what they were told to believe. And the other type of manifestation is conscious manifestation, and this is where you actively choose what you want to manifest. You decide what you want, and then you work on using your imagination to reprogram the subconscious mind and impress the subconscious mind with your new belief system. And that new belief system will bring what you want into your physical reality. And the argument that most people have for everybody being able to manifest anything they want is because everybody is manifesting 24/7. And yes, this is true. Everybody is manifesting their own reality 24/7, but most people's reality is based on their subconscious belief system that they have no idea about, and they don't know how to change, and they have no awareness that it's even in play in their lives. It's only those people who are actually aware that they have control over their lives based on their own belief system that actually consciously decide what they want to manifest and go through the mental effort to manifest what they want. So, does everybody have the ability to consciously manifest what they want? Because that's what we really want to do. We want to consciously manifest. We don't want to subconsciously manifest, because that's just like we're on autopilot. We're not really deciding what we want when we're subconsciously manifesting. So does everybody have the ability to consciously decide what they want and get it? Here are two truths that I'm going to share with you. Truth number one: you are the only conscious person in your own reality. That means that you're only actually aware of your own consciousness. You don't really know what other people in your reality are conscious of doing. My personal belief is that we are all in our individual parallel reality. So we're all conscious, but only in our own reality. So everything that you see around you is unconscious behavior, because in that person's reality, their reality is going to look different to what you see in your reality. And here is truth number two. In your own personal parallel reality, some people will never be able to consciously manifest. And you might be thinking, well, this isn't true. I really believe and I really want all my friends and family to be able to consciously manifest their future. But really, the future of them that you see in your own reality is a projection of your own thoughts about them. So if you change your thoughts about them and you want them to be able to consciously manifest, then you can manifest that change in them. But that doesn't mean that their reality has actually changed. It just means that the image of them that you see in your reality has changed. And even though we can manifest for other people, we're not going to want to consciously manifest changes in every single person that we see and we come into contact with in our entire lives. So there are going to be plenty of people that you come into contact with who you will not believe that they are going to be able to consciously manifest anything. There are lots of elderly people that you are probably aware of right now, and all you need to do is look at these people and think, do they believe in manifestation? No. Do they believe in the law of assumption? No. Do you really think that they're ever going to change? Are they ever going to want to suddenly start believing in consciously changing their reality at age 70, at age 80, at age 90? Are they suddenly going to spring into life and decide they're going to change their reality? No, probably not. I think most people, when they get to that kind of age, they're kind of stuck in their ways. They've been through a lot. It just wasn't something that most people really were aware of in that generation. And so the likelihood of them changing their mind and suddenly thinking that they can change their entire reality is very, very small. And because those people have gone through their entire lives not consciously manifesting, I think that's probably a very good answer to the question that there are a lot of people out there who can't consciously manifest anything. So why is this the case? Why do some people get the awareness of being able to consciously manifest and other people don't? Why is that fair? And as I say to my children, life isn't designed to be fair. So what's the point of it? Why do some people get to manifest consciously and other people don't? And here's the truth as I see it. You might have a different perspective and that's fine, but this is my belief. I believe that we are all one. We are all one, and that means we only have one mind, one universal mind. And that one mind that I like to call the director has decided that the director wants different types of experiences in the form of humans. So the director has put itself into a human experience and cut off a certain level of consciousness so that director can experience being a human and not believing that the human is the director, because that would spoil the experience of being a human. And the director has given each human a different level of awareness. Some humans get no awareness, no conscious awareness of who they are, what spiritual powers they have, and other humans get a lot of awareness. They get very deep spiritual awakenings and a lot of awareness as to what is actually going on. And we don't have control over this type of awareness as humans because the director has decided. And yes, we are the director, but we are cut off from the full awareness that the director has. And if you are listening to this right now, you might be wondering, how much awareness do I have? Well, you have a lot of awareness because you're actually listening to this. If somebody was to have no awareness at all about their spiritual powers and their ability to manifest, then they wouldn't have even found this content. Or if they had found it, they would have listened to 2 seconds and said, "What a load of nonsense, I'm stopping that straight away and back to whatever it is that I'm interested in." So can we actually manifest for someone else? Yes, we can manifest the illusion of seeing them change in our own reality, but that doesn't actually change their consciousness. It just changes our perception of what we see. Every human has their own consciousness where they are the only conscious one in their own reality. And here are some mistakes to avoid. It is pointless trying to physically convince someone to change by using your words in the physical reality. We can't change anything by using our actions. The only way we can change anything is by using our imagination. And I have a video that you can check out all on this topic called How to Manifest for Someone Else. So go and check that out. And along the same lines as this video, I have another video called How to Be the Main Character in Your Life from a Spiritual Perspective, which goes deep into the role of the director and the role of the actor, which is you as a human. And now that you know that you have the awareness to consciously manifest your own reality, I suggest you start with manifesting your perfect day. And I have a Manifest Your Perfect Day course, which is currently a very low price, and you can get that in the description below. I also have some free gifts in the description below for you as well. Let me know in the comments below, do you think that everybody has the ability to consciously manifest? And what do you think about what I've shared with you today? While you're there, like this video so more people can find it, subscribe for more, and now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.